Hello again and welcome to I've Got a Beatles podcast with Dave and Chris, and we're excited today to bring you a new semi-occasional series that we're going to call Put Them in the Movies, and it's going to be a series about Beatle films and videos, but things that are on the silver screen here.
And TV specials.
TV specials, which is what you were just hearing a little excerpt from for today's episode. And, the problem we were thinking before we started this was, how do you talk about films without actually seeing them? So, Chris, we've instituted something that I think will be really helpful before we get going on this episode, if you want to tell everybody about that.
Yeah, well, we'll post on our Facebook page what episode's coming up when we're about to do one of these. You might have noticed that we posted a video of this Ringo special, Ringo from 1978. So if you have not seen this and you'd like to see it now, if this is the first you're hearing of this, go ahead, pause it, go watch it, or come back and listen to it. Or you can listen to the episode. It's not really like that. Nothing's going to get that spoiled for you.
No.
Pretty easy plot. You can listen to the episode, then watch it, then come back and listen to it. So any way you want to cut it, you probably should watch the video. Now, you could just type Ringo TV special on YouTube, and I'm certain it'll come up.
Yes, definitely. And it's only 44 minutes, so although it seems a lot longer, it really is only 44 minutes.
It does seem like a lot.
Seems a lot longer than that. But we thought it'd be interesting to talk about this because we haven't talked about Ringo for quite a while on the podcast. And instead of just going through another album, we thought it would be fun and lively to talk about this NBC TV special, which, as Chris said, was broadcast in 1978, April 26th, to be exact. And if you think about what was Ringo up to in 1978, well, not a lot. His career had kind of, what should we say, stagnated or started to go on the downswing after Ringo's Rotogravure, which we did a review of. And then he had Ringo's The Fourth, which was a real bomb commercially. And so what seems like a good idea? Let's put Ringo on TV. I mean, he has some acting experience, right?
Yeah. And this seems to be, which you'll find out towards the end of the thing here, a push for his new album, Bad Boy. We'll talk about Bad Boy when we get to that part
yes.
show. But a TV special seems like a bit of an odd choice. I mean, maybe not so odd because Ringo did a lot of acting and was in some films. And, obviously everybody knows he was the star of both of the Beatles films, really.
That's true.
Carried them, was the best actor in all both of them. So they're like, hey, how about a little silly comedy special? Additionally, at the time, this came very close to after the Ruddles,
right?
Particularly their "All You Need Is Cash" show. So and there's obviously a little flavor of that in this special. Let's find out who all's in this special.
Oh my gosh! So if you're a child of the 70s and I guess late 60s, 70s, you'll know all of these people for sure, and even into the 80s.
Yeah.
And it's kind of timely, actually, that we're talking about one of the members of the cast, for sure, since she recently passed away. But should we go down the list here?
Well, why don't we play the very intro of the program, and you can hear the list of these people.
Ringo, with a little help from his friends. Art Carney, Angie Dickinson, Mike Douglas, Carrie Fisher, Vincent Price, and J. John Ritter. Ringo is being brought to you with the best wishes of your local Craig dealer and the Craig Corporation, America's leader in fine car stereo equipment. And by Datsun. Datsun is dedicated, driven, to give you the greatest economy of all, quality. Nobody demands more from a Datsun than Datsun. We are driven. We now join the George Harrison press conference already in progress.
I don't think Craig is still in business
no.
either.
I don't think so.
Not sure about it.
So that's already kind of dubious that their two sponsors of the show are Datsun and Craig. But yeah, quite a cast of characters there. I was struck by the mixing of people like Carrie Fisher, who was very, you know, I mean, Star Wars just was that year, 78,
yeah.
right? Or
yeah.
right before that. So she was a big hot commodity. And then kind of interspersed with old time characters like Art Carney, who was famous in The Honeymooners,
or Vincent Price.
Vincent Price. And then I bet you were a big fan of Three's Company.
Oh yeah. I love John Ritter.
Yes.
I cannot get enough John Ritter. He's great. He's actually kind of the best thing in this too.
Yeah.
Hands down. So,
oh,
and now
there's also one more person, right?
That's right. Which right after what you heard, the show starts with this. We now join the George Harrison press conference already in progress. What does that even mean? The George Harrison press conference.
And why is George there?
Why is, like, what does he have to do with anything happening in this? And it's like about the Ringo situation.
Yes.
Like right off the start, we're confused as to what the hell's going on. And so George makes a Ruddles reference right off the bat.
Right. About trousers.
But he's trying to give you a sense that I think that this will be the same tone as the Ruddles. That's why I feel like they were going for it. It's like, oh, a little silliness.
Yeah.
And he had a couple quippy answers that was sort of like half jokes.
Mm-hmm. And he's got his permed hair and mustache, too.
Oh, that's right.
Seen on the cover of George Harrison. So
that's right.
He makes quite a striking impression at the beginning of Ringo.
Yeah. Well, then he starts the story about how the story here is that twin babies were split at birth. One of them stayed in England and was named Ringo Starr, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What happened to the other one?
Well, he had the name Ogner Ratz, and he was not as fortunate as his twin brother Ringo, right? I guess half-brother or twin something.
Yeah,
and so he was like the son of a mechanic, or I didn't even understand the connection. Art Carney is the father.
Oh, don't even get me started on this.
We'll get to
Art Carney here soon enough.
But he went to America, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's selling maps.
Yeah, he went to America and is selling maps. We'll meet him. We'll meet Ogner Ratz here in a bit.
Okay.
But they start this with Ringo, and they're like, fame and fortune didn't make him happy. And Ringo's looking so terrible and bored with his life as he's surrounded by four women in a car, right?
Yep.
But this is set to what is actually a quite spirited version of I'm the Greatest, which they finish eventually in the recording studio. I'm like, why are you recording I'm the Greatest again? What album is this going on, right? But let's hear a little bit of that. I'm the Greatest.
Was great.
So what do you think of that? I'm the greatest there, Dave.
It's a little bit discified. It seems like it's got some little wow-wows in the background on the guitar. I don't think I saw any credits for the musicians in this whole movie, so they're completely nameless, and I don't even know who they are. Some random group playing with Ringo. But, I mean, it sounds pretty much like the original, just with some late 70s-ish feel.
Yeah, yeah, there's a definite sort of different feel to it. This is in such lo-fi, too.
That's true, yeah.
It's like, I wish we could get I don't know. At least maybe of the audio tracks that were in the original thing. And that might make a good bonus when...
When
Bad Boy is re-released with a second disc of all bonus tracks. Yeah, so we just see Ringo and we see that he's drunk.
He's had it with fame, right?
He's had it. He's tired of and he's. You get the sense that John Ritter plays his manager and is just overworking him too much.
He's like, oh, you got 10 minutes to have a lunch break. And then,
he goes out for 1 second. He's like, are you done?
Yeah.
With your break? Let's go.
And John Ritter is wearing this horrendous, like, awful suit and wide-collared shirt. I mean, the fashion is just atrocious in here.
I thought he played his character real well, though, because he's chomping on gum and calling people baby. Like, ring.
Yeah, ring. And he's got, like...
Come on, ring, baby. Let's you know, that kind of... pitter patter to him,
and he's got those lenses. What are those transition lenses or something?
Oh yeah, yeah.
I mean, at least he's nailing the part. So So Ringo's kind of had it. He's really sick of being famous and wants some time by himself.
Yeah. Meantime, cross town, Ogder Ratz is selling maps to the Stars homes. First off, the baby had the opposite name. That is like. That's the dumbest thing in this whole thing. And just name him Ogner. Just name him James or something.
Yeah.
Have him play like a plain character.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the other thing. Was he trying to do an American accent
Tell? I think it was.
Well, he did just a horrific job at it.
Yeah. So he's selling maps, but he's not getting a lot of success, and he's being made fun of all the time.
First by nuns.
Yeah, by nuns.
And then these bullies, which seem to be... Did you catch this? They pull up in a van, and it looks like it is just a bunch of guys in blonde wigs.
Yeah.
They're ridiculous.
Yeah, low budget on the costumes here. Yeah.
Well, they pick on him, and then they run over his sign.
Yes.
So we're going to play a picks up there, and it goes into one or maybe two different Ringo songs.
I'm not a nerd. They shouldn't call me a nerd.
Hi, nerd.
Hi. Someday you'll be sorry. Someday you'll be buying maps to my house. I'm feeling down, I'm feeling blue. I do know that I care, but I don't know what to do.
Well, that was a pretty surprising medley there of a dose of rock and roll with a little Act Naturally.
Yeah. I never realized they were kind of related.
They are pretty similar. Then.
Very similar.
Yeah.
So what'd you think of it?
There was some funky horns there right as you were fading out there on Act Naturally. Boo-dee-dee-dee-dee. It's yeah. Well, I remember when we talked about A Dose of Rock and Roll, we didn't like the introduction very much.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's helped here, but maybe it works a little better because yeah. Act Naturally is a better tune.
It sure was surprising to hear it.
Yes, it was.
I was like, what? What's yes. happening?
Yeah.
So that sequence ends with his bike getting run over. But miraculously, right after the break, the bike's fine. He's just like pushing his bike home. Where he sneaks into his room to where he lives with his mean, cruel, vicious father.
And this is Otner.
Played by Art Carney.
Who is pretty awful, I have to say. He's really terrible acting in this.
Oh, it's just terrible.
I mean,
terrible. The chemistry between these guys is the second worst in the whole thing. I'll tell you about the worst.
Okay. But Art Carney admonishes Ogner for he's just a bad son, and he's spending money or something.
Yeah, he steals his money.
Steals his money
that he's gonna have for his date with Markeen.
Because everyone knows a girl named Markeen.
Yeah. I just wrote down in my notes, terrible scene. Just it's just really over the top, and Art Carney is really hamming it up.
Yeah.
And bringing out the worst in Ringo.
Yes.
Or, I'm sorry, Ogner. Meanwhile, cross town, Ringo is drumming very bored. John Ritter is good here, though. There's some decent jokes. They do that. This is where they do that whole scene where he's saying, tomorrow's today and today's tomorrow and yesterday. Mm-hmm. And he mentions yesterday and he was like, Ringo, that's not your song or yeah. something. So that's kind of a funny joke.
And there was a yesterday and today reference as well. So there are a couple of
yeah.
a couple of decent lines in that sequence.
Yeah. By the way, what is Ringo complaining about here?
I don't know. I don't know.
Too rich and famous, too many hot women in the back of his car. I mean,
Chris, he wants time alone. That's what he says. He just wants time alone.
I
know.
It's a hard sell for me.
It is a hard sell.
But anyway, Ringo pops out for a walk, and then he makes an Eleanor Rigby joke, and then he meets Ogner.
Which,
so Ogner and Ringo on screen together, these two actors have the worst chemistry together.
Well, and this is supposed to be, I guess, very loosely based on the Mark Twain book, The Prince and the Pauper, where where the pauper becomes the prince and is like very clumsy, and to, you know, they switch roles basically, and have a hard time doing that, faking it, and so that's what happens here. So Ogner is going to become Ringo and be the drummer. And how does that work?
Yeah, he says, well, how can I be you? You're a star. You're Ringo Starr. I was like, did you write that dialogue for yourself? And meanwhile, Ringo's like, oh, this guy's got almost average intelligence.
Yeah,
like,
right.
like insulting him to his face. And neither of them react at all like, oh, my God, holy crap, we look exactly like
each other. How do you think the split screen was done back in 1978 like that? Probably, I don't know, they had to do a lot of cuts, probably.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. They just never got them. Well, I guess they got them both in screen.
Yeah.
They decide to do the old switcheroo.
Yes.
So, why does Ogner agree to this, too? I never quite got that. It was like, you know, if he was, it would have been more excited. Oh my God, you're Ringo Starr. I can't even believe this.
Right.
But he's sort of like, oh, I can't be you. What?
No, he's really like very self-deprecating and very loathsome throughout this. Listless, even.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then they shoehorn this dance sequence. We to open the show, we heard Yellow Submarine.
Which was the George Martin version of Yellow Submarine from, I think it was Yellow Submarine and Pepperland might have been, that was the name from the movie record soundtrack. So it was similar to that. It was George Martin, his version.
Yeah. Well, I can only assume they hired the Solid Gold Dancers.
Yes.
To really, oh, and they're really living it up. They've got like all these gold pants. Lots of dancing, lots of pose dancing too. And it's not like it's upbeat the whole time. No. It has this, you know, I would have my Yellow Submarine with a more contemplative clarinet.
Clarinet.
Or sad trouble. Wow, wow, wow.
And doesn't the whole thing have like this gold fringe as a frame? Like it's sort of a dream sequence kind of thing going on too.
Really campy.
Yeah, very. The whole thing is very campy. So from that perspective, it can be kind of funny. But yeah, the Yellow Submarine is very campy.
Well, and they switch clothes there during that sequence. You hardly notice it.
Yeah.
And then the super high, brilliant special effects of just like a yellow screen and then boxes as if they're in the submarine or something. I don't know what they were trying to do there. So now Ringo is Ogner.
Right. Selling
maps. If you're following this.
Yeah.
Selling maps. And so Ringo goes out and he just wants to walk on the street and just cruise, basically. So he comes across some more punks. The punk's like, oh, I'm going to kick your ass.
Yeah.
I told you to stay away. And then he's like, hey, can I rent your car, basically? And the guy's like, oh, yeah, sure, buddy.
Have a good drive. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're like the worst looking greaser characters from the very stereotypical. They've got the white t-shirt with the cigarette pack rolled in the sleeve and...
Yeah, it's funny because Ogner is kind of dressed up like an old timey like 50s person too. Yeah, it's like, what do they think that? What did like in 1978 everybody started dressing like it was Happy Days?
Or let's yeah, is that what they Greece. Think? What,
yeah. So I don't know. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But a shining breath of fresh air onto this production is and looking pretty good is a young Carrie Fisher.
Princess Leia.
Princess Leia as Markeen.
Yes.
So let's hear, and both times, by the way, that Markeen comes into the plot, she happens upon, like basically runs up. Oh, hey, what are you doing? Like that. Very strange.
Yes.
So, yeah, let's hear the start of this clip, and they go into a song.
Excuse me, who are you?
Come on, you know who I am.
Of course I do. I just wanted to see if you knew.
Your girlfriend, Markeen?
Of course, you're my girlfriend, Markeen.
Ogner, you know why I'm crazy about you?
No, why?
Because you're such a gunk.
And you know why I love you?
Why?
Because you're beautiful and you're mine.
Come on like a dream. Peaches and cream. Lips like strawberry.
Ah, a little bit of a duet there.
Yes, I didn't realize Carrie Fisher was such a star at singing, too. Yeah, it's got quite the voice. Blends in well with Ringo. So,
yeah, you like how they end it by creepily, like, 2 inches from each other's face, singing, all mine, all mine,
all mine
into each other's face.
Yeah.
Now, I want to... So Ringo's come across this girl... who's clearly this other guy's girlfriend, who's also very young. And he's just flat out just like, yeah, I'm going to steal his girl.
Which is hard to believe that she would be interested in Ogner to begin with, given that he's such a drip. But so it is, yeah. And so Ringo's just like, okay, I'm going to go with her now.
Yeah, I'll take his girl, sure.
Sure.
I think he's being a real jerk to this Ogner guy.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So meanwhile, what's so Ogner up to?
Well, they're about to make out in this car.
Oh, yeah.
Ringo is. Right before funky hanky panky goes, Art Carney catches him. And he goes, "Hello, Daddy." One of the weirdest little moments in the whole thing. I'm going to drag you off. I'll lock you up stealing cars.
Yeah, stealing cars. So he throws him in his room. And yells at him, and then eventually Ringo's like freaking out. I don't know what am I gonna do? I'm locked in my room.
This scene too is just terrible. They're like yelling at each other, and then he's like, "Here, I'll prove it," and he drums really angrily, like, "Oh, that proves you're Ringo Starr." That you angrily, like, he doesn't even like drum like really good. Like, no. If he did, been like, "Hey, watch, man."
Yeah.
I'm going to sing just like I'll sing a nice little song like Ringo, but he's too angry, you know, at the moment. It just doesn't work.
No.
So the angry father. Oh, and the angry father mentions his accent as if it's way different. Like, oh, why are you doing a stupid accent? I'm going to lock you. Oh, tea and crumpets. I'm going to lock you in your room. And then Ringo is like, yeah, one prison to another one. And then he's like, turns on his TV,
mm-hmm.
right as the Michael Douglas show comes on.
Yep, there's Mike Douglas.
And strangely enough, Ringo's going to be on the Mike Douglas show.
But of course, the story is now that Ogner is on the show, and he's acting like a complete klutz on the Mike Douglas show. He can't figure out where to sit down. There's like this very awkward moments there, and finally he sits down and starts asking him questions, and he can't answer anything, and he goes to drum, I think, and he can't really play.
Yeah, well, Mike's like, "Oh, well, you're gonna play the drums," and he's like basically dragging him over there. So there's a whole bunch of stupid physical comedy, like real goofy physical comedy going on. Mm-hmm. I mean, not the worst thing in the world. The real Ringo's watching, and he's like, "Ah, this guy's ruining my reputation."
Yes.
I'm thinking, no, this special might.
I think the special's doing a good job.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then it's time for another guest star, right?
Oh, that's right. That is right. Real underused. Yes. Underutilized, too, by the way. So he goes. So Ringo as Ogner is like, "I gotta get to that. I gotta get back."
Mm-hmm.
So he's going out the window, and Angie Dickinson is there all of a sudden, and arrests him. And as she arrests him, he makes some lewd comment. Like, "Oh, if you're into it, yeah, sure." And then this is the only part where Art Carney's slightly funny. Sticks his head out of the window. He called the police, by the way, Art Carney, on his own son to get him arrested.
For stealing cars.
And then he's like, "Oh, my little baby. My boy. Why do these things have to happen?" Ridiculous. But so very silly. And then goes to there's a little bit of a police station gag.
Yep.
Where they're looking at pictures. That's not too bad. So he sneaks out of the police station, and then Markeen comes by to help him rifle through for disguises.
Yes.
Well, that'll really pay off.
Really fool him.
Yeah. And then meanwhile, Marty Flash, that's John Ritter.
A.K.A. character. John Ritter.
Has called in a psychiatrist played by the usually very sinister Vincent Price.
Yes, who plays a character named Dr. Nancy. And then John Ritter asks him, "What's your first name?" And he says, "Doctor." Like, what is the line? Something
that is my first
that
name.
That is my first name.
And so, what? Well, anyway, the plan is this guy is going to hypnotize Ogner, as far as Marty Flash knows. You know, he's gone crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So he's Ogner is like, "I'm done faking being Ringo. This is this
I can't
too much.
Do this."
That Mike Douglas thing was so much trauma on him.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole stupid gag with the flip of the wrist and the hand and the step of a finger. But then Vincent sits down with Ogner and decides to go to work.
That's it. Relax. You are now in a deep trance. Imagine that you are in a great dark hall, a museum. And all of music's greats are on display. And you, Ringo, are there. Walk amongst them. See that you are one of them. They are your friends.
What would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Bend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. Try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Oh, I get high with a little help from my friends. Ooh, gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Little help with a little help from my friends there. Now during that sequence, he goes into some. Well, he's just standing there with clouds around him or something the longest time.
Yes,
and you're like, nothing is happening.
No,
this is visually uninspiring, to say the least. And then he wanders into some corridor where there's these 20-foot high cardboard cutouts of like Chuck Berry.
Yeah, all these. Wrestling. Yeah, Buddy Holly.
And as he walks by the Buddy Holly, he'll play a little bit of a Buddy Holly song. Yeah. So what happens is this convinces Ogner that he's Ringo.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Right?
Yes.
At the end of the hypnotism. So coming out of the hypnotism, though, is my favorite joke in the whole thing. Like the only good joke in the whole thing. So let's play this cut here.
I am Ringo Starr.
That blank expression, and he's staring with a spaced out look in his eyes. He's back to normal. That's my Ringo. You cured him.
Of course. I am Ringo. I am Ringo.
And that's the story, gentlemen. As far as I know, Ringo isn't Ringo. He's Ringo's Ringo Ogner.
Yeah, so he thinks he's Ringo.
Yes. So we've got a problem
here. Spaced out look in his eyes. He's back to normal.
Yes. So, but we have a problem, right?
Yeah, he's not Ringo Starr.
No, no.
So first, Ogner, as Ringo, takes the stage. But for some reason, he just goes out. All of a sudden, he just remembers that he's Ogner or something and starts to sell maps. I didn't get that at all.
No, no.
Like, because you're like, oh, yeah, he's going to take the stage and try to drum and be Dum Dum.
Yeah.
But instead, all of a sudden, he's out there selling maps.
Oh, okay. So yeah. How does this thing end?
Well, Ringo has snuck in, has put on a dress and a hat to sneak into the concert. Now, here's my big question. Why the hell does he have to sneak anywhere? Can he just walk up to the concert and... A Ringo Starr concert and B Ringo Starr.
You would think.
Just be let in, like, oh, Ringo, Mr. Ringo, let me open the door for you.
But that would spoil the fun of looking around for gag you know, wardrobe with Carrie Fisher or Markeen. So
yeah, Markeen. You
know, yeah.
So we got the whole cast together here, and Ringo's ready to take the stage. So what rollicking song from Bad Boy will he play? Now, Bad Boy, I wanted to read from Wikipedia a description of Bad Boy. Released in 1978 during a period where his musical career was sliding into freefall after several years of solo success. Although Bad Boy was meant to reverse this trend, Starr's fortunes dwindled further.
Ooh, ouch.
That's all I can say about the album. So,
well, remember, this is the point for this whole special, so we have to promote a couple of songs from this new album. So
yeah.
He gives us two, right?
Yeah, we start with this route, like I said, rousing. You know, you want to start a show with a mid-tempo throwaway.
Yes.
And that's what we do when we hear Heart on My Sleeve. Yeah, so, oh, yeah, Heart of My Sleeve. Big Heart of My Sleeve guy, Dave?
Yeah, you know, I spin that one all the time. It's one of my favorites. Yeah,
of course.
So, but right, and meanwhile, you've got the crowd noise. The crowd is going crazy for this new song.
Yeah.
And so how's this thing, you know, how do we finish up then?
Well, I have to mention this completely ill-designed stage.
Yes. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like a diamond with flaps.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about that.
And they come up to show the stage like, ooh, look at this.
Like a pyramid. But,
yeah, but when they stay there. So when you there's a shot at the 420 mark, mm-hmm. right at the beginning of Hard Times, which is the how the thing closes. And it goes by, and you can see that it's blocking, like the stage blocks like everybody's view.
You can't see anything.
Plus, at a pyramid, the last thing you want to do is put the guy at the top of the, like almost at the top of the pyramid.
That's where
Ringo is. Like he's on some ridiculous riser.
Yeah, that's where Ringo is.
Yeah, so real dumb. Real dumb.
So they close up with Hard Times.
Hard Times. So we'll go out with Hard Times.
Yeah.
And that closes the special. That does it. Of course, we got a little bit of wrap up too with George Harrison.
Yes.
For some reason, narrating this thing.
Yeah.
That didn't need narration in the first place.
No. So I have to ask here. I want your best. I want the. Let's do a little bit. Let's do some Oscars for this movie here. So I want best actor and worst actor here. And then we'll do. I don't know. What would be another good category? Maybe best scene and worst scene.
Yeah, okay.
So let's start with actors here.
Best actor is got to be John Ritter.
Yeah, yeah, definitely.
Really good. I like his energy throughout it.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst actor, I'm going to get... what do you think? What do you think, best actor?
Best actor? I want to say George Harrison, but it's... But he's kind of, like, very canned, so not...
Yeah, he was very dry.
Very dry. But I'll go with John Ritter, too. I think he plays the part. It's a stupid part and stupid dialogue, but I think he plays it well.
And then what do you think on worst actor?
Oh, God, it's an embarrassment of riches here. I don't know. I think it's a toss-up between Art Carney and Ringo. I think they're both pretty awful.
I'm going to go with particularly Ringo as Ogner Rats.
Okay.
No accent, just terrible. Oh, my man.
No
he's
charisma.
So bad. He's so bad. So.
How about best scene?
Best scene is probably the hypnotism scene. Yeah, I mean, it's the comedy is not even that good in it.
No,
but it's still it's like Ritter and Vin, or maybe it's when John Ritter and Ringo are kind of arguing.
That's what I was gonna say. Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah,
that's not too bad.
A couple of salvageable lines in there, and then the worst scenes.
Oh, jeez. The worst scenes. I mean, the whole plot line about needing a disguise just drove me crazy immediately. I'm like, what? Why do you need a disguise? Just go back. Hey, guys, I'm here. It's Ringo. Let's let him in. Ridiculous. So yeah. that whole stuff, but anything with Art Carney in it was...
Yeah, it was really terrible.
Is it worth a look?
I think it's the question
we have to ask at the end of all of these.
Yes, we'll ask that question, and then also, do you think this was a good idea to help support Ringo's new album, or did it backfire in a major way? So we'll start with the, is it worth a look? If you're a Ringo fan, definitely. If you're not a Ringo fan... but you like campy things? You like campy, way over the top, with terrible dialogue, terrible acting. It's pretty funny. But if you want anything resembling a good movie, no.
I think it's worth a look as a laugh at it kind of thing, just for a little bit, and then jump to Carrie Fisher singing.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
Hearing Year 16 with Carrie Fisher and hearing the whole song.
Yeah.
So for that alone, it's worth it. And maybe watch that John Ritter scene. That's pretty funny.
That's about it. So was this a good idea in retrospect?
No. I think there's a thing where a guy's career's been hot, and then it starts to cool off,
mm-hmm.
and then he has a flop, and then he starts making dumb decisions,
like trying kind of to get desperate. Back. Yeah,
desperate. Oh, yeah. I'll do a special, whatever. You know, and it seems like this is kind of in that mold.
Yeah, because one of the comments that somebody made was, "Didn't Paul watch this before he decided to do Give My Regards to Broad Street?" Because that was also kind of definitely an ill-conceived idea from Paul. That didn't help his career for a while either afterwards.
Well, I know we've said a lot of negative things about Ringo's acting today.
Yes.
But we can also announce, if you haven't heard, Ringo and his all-star band going back on a fall tour. You're going to be in Vegas, Texas, Florida, Georgia, New Jersey, New York, and a couple other states. Nowhere near either of us.
No, we're not going to be going.
I'll not be taking the trip on Halloween to Moody Theater in Austin, Texas to see Ringo. That's for certain.
No.
But Ringo and his all-star band back. I'm going to assume he's also got an album coming out.
That's the story. Yeah. Actually, both Paul and Ringo are supposedly working on albums. I think I read in Rolling Stone that Paul's new album is going to be produced, or at least part of it, by the person who produces Adele.
And, oh.
Yeah, so there'll be something related to that. And then, yes, Ringo is supposedly working on another album with his friends and Joe Walsh and the usual suspects. So
Paul?
Yeah,
Paul's
on, yeah, because they were spotted on a tweet recently.
Well, hopefully we'll have reviews of both of those albums coming up out this year.
Indeed.
Oh, yeah.
And we've got some exciting episodes upcoming. We'll have hopefully an interview soon. And then we have to talk about my latest purchase I got today. And I know you have it as well. The Flowers in the Dirt deluxe reissue. And then we can dig into some of the controversy, too, about the download decision. And, you know, what we think of that whole thing. And if you haven't taken a look at our Facebook page, we posted a little message asking if anyone has received or bought the album yet. And so we'd love to hear your thoughts.
Yeah, so post on there for that. And we're also going to be taking some of your feedback for the 100th episode coming up.
Yes.
After probably shortly.
Yes, probably. Indeed.
We're really getting there.
Yeah, we are. I know. So well, in the meantime, try to digest all that. The Ringo special.
For you Bad Boy fans.
Yes. There must
be
someone.
How about this bad boy to go out? The also just rollicking. Hard Times.